Growing vegetables in Nikolsky at the moment is difficult because of the weather and because of cattle and horses that roam the village and eat the gardens. Connie Fredenberg helped the council write the business plan that won them $40,000 from the Alaska Federation of Natives Alaska Marketplace Competition last fall.
Several of the women in the village had been asking for a greenhouse. It's really difficult to get fresh produce to Nikolsky in a timely manner, so that by the time you get it, it's usually not worth getting. It's ready to be composted already.
The village council spent $13,000 on a 26-foot diameter geodesic dome from the Colorado-based company Growing Spaces. It cost $8,000 more to ship it to Unalaska and then transport it to Nikolsky via crab boat. One of the crates was over 1,400 pounds by itself.
We didn't want to just do a thrown-together kind of structure because the weather out here is so big. I don't know how else to describe it.
Rodney Volkmar and Mark Pavlovich are constructing the greenhouse for the council. Volkmar explains that the dome can withstand winds up to 150 miles per hour.
Basically, because of the dome design, there's nothing for the wind to catch. And when the wind blows over a round object, it pushes down on it instead of lifting up.
For the Nikolsky Dome, they're taking extra precautions, like building 2-foot-long cement piers into the ground and replacing the vents with solar-powered fans. The domes are specifically made for cold weather conditions as well.
So they hold a snow load really, really well, and then it just sheds off. They've held up to hailstorms. Cars will be dented and the dome won't be.
The dome is put together like a giant color-coded erector set made of insulating clear plastic triangles. Inside the greenhouse is a thermal water tank. The water absorbs heat during the day, then radiates that heat back into the greenhouse at night, keeping the area at a constant temperature. The water is also partially heated by wind power. Fredenberg says building the dome on a hill also lets it serve other purposes for the 30-person community.
Our thought process was that if we put it up on a hill, if there were a problem and a tsunami washed away the greater part of the village, they'd still have a food source, and it would even be a warm place to go if need be. There is no tsunami shelter here.
The council will hire a full-time gardener who will work with volunteers to grow beets, carrots, kale, spinach, peas, and maybe some dwarf fruit trees. Fredenberg says they haven't decided on a distribution system yet, but plan on selling some vegetables at the village store to help pay for greenhouse upkeep. For KIAL, I'm Ann Hillman.